Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well and enjoying this new year. Even though we've almost come to the end of the first month of the year, I can't believe it has flown so fast yet so slow. Like, I probably am not the only one thinking that way, but that's how it's felt. It felt very fast, but it felt like it was dragging. Anyway, on to today's topic, the dreaded talk of work and your job. I understand everyone has a job, but sometimes not the easiest thing in the world. This honestly just came about when I got a call from a telemarketer on behalf of a company I have an account with. The call lasted exactly 3 minutes. 3 minutes. So what happened was, this lady was speaking to me, but she sounded like a machine. And I don't mean like those automated messages we all get that you like cut off so fast, it's shocking. I'm talking about this was a human being who spoke to me, but it sounded like they were just on autopilot. She called me, she spoke to me, she ended up repeating herself, and she was in such an autopilot mode that I don't think she even realized that she repeated herself. And that just made me so confused. How does this even happen? It made me take a really hard look at the state of our country and the state that the jobs of our country are in. I mean, we've got this whole SABC thing going on, and then jobs in general being a scarcity, and then people being fired and not being able to find work again, which is hard. So I hope this episode helps in some way, especially if you want to find a new job for this year, because doing what you love doesn't always pay the bills, but if it does, you gotta work very hard. We all have jobs, whether it's official or not, whether we get paid or not. We have a job. We work. You're a student, you're a parent, you're a child, you're maybe even someone who's unpaid, like a housewife, a house husband, a grandparent who takes care of children or their grandchildren, you know. Like I said, whether it's a paid job or not, whether it's official title or not, you have a job in life. As a student, your job is to work on your studies. If you are a university student, maybe you even have a part-time job on top of your studies. So it's a lot. But the way things are in the country at the moment, jobs are scarce to begin with. And with a pandemic ravishing the country, and by extension, the economies of those countries, keeping a job is hard. And even if the job is a crappy job, you're gonna keep it because there isn't a lot of other options you may have. And this is the unfortunate reality for, I wouldn't even say majority, I would say like 90% of the people in the country. It's hard enough being in a job you don't like, and that is just so you can earn money to afford the basics, and sometimes you may not even be able to cover all the costs of those basic necessities. Yet you're doing a job you don't like just to keep your head above water. Some people maybe even do jobs they don't like, but because it's high paying, they do it. Which is a whole other problem in and of itself, but it just is what it is. Some people love their jobs, some people hate their jobs, some people are in between, but there is always some factor that plays into their job and whether they love it or hate it. Having this very short conversation with this woman shook me to my core. Like, here is someone doing their job in such a robotic manner that they didn't even register my response. Like, they said, please be aware that this call is recorded. And I'm like, yes, okay. And they're like, okay, ma'am, please be aware that this call is... I was like, hold on. Like, are you not even realizing you just said this to me twice? Twice. And then before I could even get anything else out, she's like, okay, ma'am. And then she proceeded with her script that she was basically reading to me without even really thinking or listening to what I was saying back. And that scares me because I've been back at work and I've caught myself doing things on autopilot. However, you kind of just, whoa, take a step back. Did I just actually do this thing? Because I did it so fast and so automatically. It's like, did I even do it? Did I even get it right? Wait a second. Did I? And I did, but it happened so quickly and on such an autopilot mode that you don't even register it. And I thought that kind of happened to this woman. So I was just like, ooh, child. Like, even I do it. And that is, it can be a good thing, but it can also be a very bad thing, like in her case. Because this is the whole job of your telemarketing, is to get someone to buy something from you. But if you aren't listening to them say yes or no, how are you even going to sell them what you're trying to sell them? Like, it doesn't make sense. As you know, the job I currently have is, in my eyes, a means to an end. I'm earning a good amount of money, I got my raise, and I've been able to up my disposable income, so to speak, because I don't have a lot of expenses in terms of travel and petrol anymore, because I've been working from home, which is brilliant because petrol's gone up. Living in a house, you need to contribute, which I do. However, I've been able to contribute a little bit more, which I am personally happy about. The point in mentioning this is that people often do jobs for the money. In a time of crisis like COVID, this becomes even more of a reason for people to kind of cling to their job, because this helps them keep their family afloat regardless of how draining it is. And a lot of people don't have the luxury of being able to follow their dreams because there's just no money in that. Like, that isn't going to put food on the table. That isn't going to keep the lights on. And that is sad, but that is the reality. A lot of people only get to follow their dreams in their late 30s or early 40s. By then, it's usually because they have a lot of things sorted out, both physically and financially. Forgive me for this example, because it's very skewed and very heteronormative, but like I said, bear with me. If you take a person that is part of a married couple that maybe has a child or two, they own the house that they live in and they own the car that they drive, meaning their house is paid off, their car is paid off. For the most part, a huge dent has been made in those payments. They may even have some money saved up for the child's education, or have told the child, like, look, we can pay part of it, so you'll need to get a part-time job, something like that. Those things are sorted and they are clear on where they are financially and physically in terms of the environment. They may even have like a nest egg that they can fall back on, and this gives them freedom to explore. This gives them freedom to fail at something if need be. They now have a solid enough foundation to try something new, even if it doesn't work out, because they have a place to fall back on. That is something a lot of people don't have. And having less financial responsibilities in terms of paying off a house and a car, in terms of having less debt, in terms of having a spouse with a stable income to lean on, is something that holds a lot of people back, because some of them don't have that. They don't have that stable foundation. And finally, having that freedom later on in life gives them opportunity. Even if it doesn't pay the bills, if they can do it and get away with it, they're gonna do that. And that's a very sad thing, because it makes it seem like money makes the world go round. But for a lot of people, it does. And that's just how our society has kind of reared us to believing that your self-worth and your worth as an individual to your household, your community, your relationship is dependent on the amount on your payslip. And that's absolute nonsense. I saw an interview with an author on a YouTube channel called The Financial Diet, where they interviewed an author who wrote the book, and they asked her, what's the biggest misconception? And she said, I attended a panel of authors and someone asked, like, how did I do this book? Like, how did I spend my time contributing to writing this book? And I answered them, like, I work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. I had to write on the train in transit. I had to write in the evenings. I had to write on my weekends. Like, I still work a job. I need to be at work on Monday. Like, this is not an easy thing. And people think that if you follow your dreams wholeheartedly, you have to give up on making money. Like, it's either you poor and happy or you rich and sad. There is a middle ground. There is a way to do both things that you love, even if you don't love the one as much as the other. I've used this example a million times, but myself in this podcast, I don't make money from it. It's something I just love to do. But I'm not just going to give it up because it doesn't make money. I thoroughly enjoy doing it. And I use my job, because I do enjoy it, to make that money. So it's not a big deal for me. And I am grateful for it, especially because I can work from home. And I do have a lot more free time since I'm not traveling to work. So In those small little moments, I can make more time for the things I love, like my podcast. The same thing can be applied to anyone else trying to do something they love. You don't find time to do it, you make time to do it. Also, things like this doesn't just happen overnight. You know, you follow your dream, slowly but surely you build it from the ground up. Once again, this podcast. I started with no editing, recording in my car on my phone's headphones that were strapped to my seatbelt. And it is what it is. I had no music, I had no social media, I had no editing, I had nothing. Yet here we are, almost a year later, I've got background music, intros, outros, I changed it up for Christmas, like, I'm getting there. I've got a recording mic, I've got editing software, like, you slowly build it up to be its best. And that's kind of what you do with yourself as well. You realize that through this process, you've become a better person or someone who's maybe realized a few things, which is something I'm going to be talking about soon, which is aging versus growing. Because some people just age, yet they stay the same age internally, but their body grows on the outside, and other people actually grow up in terms of maturing, learning, all kinds of things. The point was, slow, gradual improvements and changes make for the best result. Even as I said at the beginning of the year with your habits, you don't decide to change everything overnight. You implement small things. And taking a journey one step at a time is the best thing you can do, because you will trip, you will stumble, you may even fall. But get up and keep going. Because there's nothing worse than going through your life or your days or anything and realizing, looking back, like, all I did was X job and it made me miserable and I have nothing to show for it because I didn't spend the rest of my time doing something for myself, doing something I enjoy, even if that is just sitting and binge watching TV. Like, I literally had a conversation with my brother before I started recording this episode about, oh, I want to start watching more shows. He's like, but that's not a priority to you. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Because my podcast is my priority. I don't make time to watch TV. I would rather spend 5 minutes editing a script or doing a bit of editing on an episode or something like that versus sitting and watching a TV show. This is my priority. This is something I thoroughly enjoy. And it's what I love to do. It's helped me grow and learn and be a better person. That went very, very left. Back on track. I would say, do what makes you happy. Do what makes you smile. Do what gets you excited. Like, find that one idea that keeps swirling around in your head, and no matter how crazy it is, do it. Like, start. Go for it. Even if it doesn't work out, you can be like, I had this idea for the longest time and I started it and it just flopped. And I was like, okay, I'll try again. And you try and you try and you try and it just doesn't work. Let it go. Maybe it's not meant to be. Maybe you'll find something else in that process that you do love. But that's just it. You know, do what makes you happy. And even if it's not your day job, that's fine. And if it is your day job, great. Maybe even use it as a side hustle till it becomes big enough to be a full-time job. That's what it is. The song for this week is a classic. 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. I think it's the epitome of this entire podcast, which is working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. On that note, I'm going to end it off. I was really all over the place. I apologize for that. I have no words left. I'm done. And I keep trying to make these shorter, so hopefully I've gotten that right this week. It's definitely going to be shorter than last week's one, only because I was so excited about the topic, which was flying. Obviously, since work can be a bit tough, I'm going to be sending you all the positive vibes and strengths for the week ahead, or what's left of it. And enjoy. Love you. Bye.